Feel. I saw the greatest artists of my generation parched, hardened, and scarred by a virtual machine. Blood cleaned from shiny surfaces, purposed to cut out the soul's wisdom, the body's agita, the heart's heaviness. Creators neutered and spayed by a decaying empire, wired for a never-ending battle with bureaucrats, corporate drones, and art world phonies. Bones rattling in Philly, February, snow and ice. DC's perpetual snooze, loose NYC streets that tighten round the village. Well, they tried to chill pill themselves, direct their energy to the task at hand, finding a plan, an escape route from playing cogs, greased gears freezing all around them. Who worked for banks and were fired for downloading porn, moved into dank South Philly studios, recorded, put out CDs, whored themselves to wine stores and occult dives, where poor, mottled matrons paid $10 for card readings and felt themselves bleed at the collapse of the tower. Who stripped, did coke, published poems on the net, learned massage, started as temps, ended as temps, sang dirges at West Philly art parties for free schlitz, dovetail joints in brick alleyways, scars glossed over with blush, sweaty-breasted. Who wrote comic book epics for guitar and voice, developed mystical Jesus raps at goth clubs, Christian blissed as Trent Reznor blared through stacks of amps, and love boys got blowjobs in corners. Who were pregnant at 21, had and ignored the kid, got locked in jail for neglect, expecting daddy to come with bail, no help from a shitty city. Who threw out poetry to work for an architect, drank with kids in Manayunk bars and got a beer gut, make it new, screwed into soft fucks. Who were forced into drag by failure, post-avant punk records discorded into oblivion, scarcely attended bumper-boring tours from Alaska to Milan. Who made the cover of the city paper, lost the sugar mommy and dealt coke, wigger pants, trench-coated, eyes bleary, nose runny, walking round and round liquor stores miming interest in Pinot Grigio. Who got on planes to London to live in sardine tins. No sex for 2 years. Music biz lies don't work even near the Hyde Park Serpentine. Who spent afternoons at McGlinchey's cadging Manhattans, making out with strangers, blowing band dudes with Ron Wood haircuts, dreaming of a Khyber stage and the place packed. Who lost a hustler father to heart failure, took greyhounds to Atlantic City weekends, put trust fund dollars on poker chips glistening black in the lurid light, ice rattling in gin tumblers, Italian pimps leaning forward for the kill in silk pants. Who painted Apollos and Athenas in high-windowed studios in the Gilbert Building, getting laid on pull-out black sofas stained cadmium red. Who went to D.C. to lobby, did puppet shows miming councilmen in Philly, gave up lit to look for kinks in the system, and were left holding onions in the Italian market. Who managed Chinese restaurants in State College, sang shirtless for bands at the White Lodge, sailed off to Oregon looking for a label. Who followed two L.A. chicks from Bar Noir to Ocean City, snorting H off a hotel toilet and becoming a ghost and drifting down halls and collapsing on carpeted stairs. Who played soccer with tin cans on summer afternoons in alleys off of South Street, blowfly singing "You're Too Fat to Fuck" in the background. Who took in jailbait to complete a menage a trois, then watched her try to jump out the window of the high wire gallery, strip at parties but for a thong, get arrested for stealing from a Verizon register, all the while keeping two boyfriends in South Jersey, construction workers blind to the bricks. Who spent nights chasing hipster girls in Upper Darby, paying the cab fare from Dirty Franks, then left to rot on the downstairs couch surrounded by plastic Christmas candles and a mother's footsteps down the stairs. Who curated minor shows at the Kelly Writer's House, dreaming of future glory, having coons and schnabel show up and kiss ass to the one and only. Who shouted at drunken idiots through bullhorns on 4th Street Mardi Gras, perched in windows like Dada, ready-made patrolmen, who took girls to the Walnut Street Bridge and laid in the grass at midnight till cops' white blazing lights scared their pants on in the summer mist, who stumbled half awake on stage at Doc Watson's, plowed through a short set and sat at the bar knocking back tequilas, eager for the next gig. Grape Street, Pontiac Grill, La Taza, Balcony, hallowed stages where the eternally neglected Philly bands knocked out Fix Mixed, Corgan Rift, Patti Smith Blues, watched by no one in particular and thus by the gods, who started independent newspapers and did press runs of 10,000, garnering national acclaim and absolutely no money, who worked nights at the taco house on Pine Street, smoking pot in the back room, scribbling notes for an endless first novel to be read at Molly's Books while despair unfolded of ever knowing anything about sex, and who therefore threw out a U of Arts degree to strip, thinking of Colette and Courtney Love, wanting to know what this flesh thing was all about, who died in obscurity in Roxborough, then had volumes of poems thrown away by a jealous lover who was somehow managing the estate, and is there for even more obscure Alexandra, unacknowledged legislator of Philly Lit, stalking health food at a scene, reading at Robin's, always taking the bus, a car too much hassle, and no time to scribble poems in the back. What were you working for, if not eternity? Your name up in the clague lights of greatness may happen yet. Some of us are holding a torch. We'll continue to for you. Who had pictures taken with Allen Ginsberg, then locked themselves in the house once the Painted Bride Quarterly was gone for good. Who were reduced to writing fishing books when the poetry wouldn't fly, then insisted on comparing themselves to Joyce, Proust, and Kafka. Who hooked up with metal-faced teenagers in stairwells, sucking on brass where a nipple should have been, riding a nitrous high into a screened window. Who met guys on the internet and moved up to Philly from Florida, settled in studios at Juniper and Locust and were watched by pervs in the parking lot next door, and then joined spoken word bands and did shows in baby doll dresses, took up with a poet, got cheated on by a poet, and went back to Florida and came back again. Who decorated an apartment with 14 dead Christmas trees, licked up pine needles on slow nights and had whiskey drunk one-night stands to kill time. Who decided to move to LA, was psyched to move to LA, got everything packed to move to LA, and then realized there wasn't any money left. Or moved to LA via daddy's money and helped sign bands to major labels, gave up painting, got a new boyfriend, and turned into a palm tree. Who appointed themselves guardians of Duchamp's bikes, staged toilet races in Old City, installed grungy bathtubs, humongous cheese graters, and doodles of teeth being shaved in space 1026, welded themselves to the last drop in the bean, were followed by throngs of Dada-minded hipsters, then went into hiding. Who bought condos off Washington Square, were ripped off by newspapers, wrestled with an incomplete second novel and an NYC agent with a talent for evasion. Who wrote columns for Philly Weekly and earned the hatred of hipsters for loving Simon and Garfunkel, saw the world behind thick glasses, wrote songs and earned a modest following and was then murdered by a divorce. Who found themselves up against an Ivy League wall, fought the Philistines with Keats and made Penn bow down to the genius of Wordsworth. Who sat in coffee shops talking poetics and politics, acknowledging the impotence of the current generation in fighting Bush and his cronies, and also acknowledging that this generation is a small generation and virtual and unlikely to change anything substantial now that the boomers run everything, and it'll be this way till they die out. 30 more years of boredom. Who served cocktails to centrist poets in Boston, had miscellaneous affairs with Philly writers and others, wanted to be Bonnie and Clyde without Clyde. Who made a mint off a rock record in Japan, spent it all and started temping, all the while looking to keep falling in love all the time in the village. Who put together multimedia shows, served hash brownies and whiskey, made a little money and used it to buy more hash. Who emailed Noam Chomsky, decided not to be Zionist, and took off a Star of David, realizing that the Holy Land is only an interior reality. Who went to live on a kibbutz and came back disillusioned with everything and not having fought in the army went out and bought guns instead. who fled to San Francisco for no apparent reason after putting out a book in Philly and watching it sit unmolested at Book Trader, who was fired from Barnes & Noble for feeling up female employees, worked in a loony bin, rode in a loony bin, then caved in and joined the master's program at Temple, who roamed Villanova searching for dead souls, waiting for the words to come back as years slipped away into a haze of academic mediocrity, who stood in line with bags of pasta at dollar stores, picked up butts from sidewalks, took resin hits, chomped on bits of stale bread and shat in buckets, who did action paintings on cold nights in Northern Liberties, slaved away at Office Sense lugging parcels around Center City, latched onto female grad students with swank apartments and made slow-motion art movies of silent screams and hollering demons wading through the half-frozen Delaware, who painted Kabbalistic cool color fantasies and sent them to Tyler Openings, managed restaurants and threw canvases away, and walked around Germantown awaiting the arrival of the sixth race, who will cool the earth and set it on the tree of life and protect it from malignant ministers of Malkuth, who retreated to Philly after 9/11 to find the city half dead and the sinking stink of global warming hovering over Rittenhouse Square like a huge clove of garlic, and the vampires with Gucci glasses wandering and watching and warping what tenderness remained for lovers of cigars and Salman Rushdie, who mourned for Rachel Corrie from a perch at the Good Dog, wrote secret pro-Palestinian pamphlets and hid them under socks and condoms, who tried painting and poetry and music but found the balance in yoga, only to find the yogic mind devalued in the capitalist slipstream of a rundown economy, and thus made plans to go to New Mexico for the summer and squat amidst clay, who found themselves a million miles away from everything on Ray Street, so retreated to Cherry Street to hit on more girls and manicure-giving barmaids, and took one home and found her ready and then was too drunk to fuck, who plowed through 5 years PhD work to find a vacant job market and the few open classes not enough to pay rent, so built houses in the burbs and sipped bud in rabbis' backyards, hearing stories of Moses and Joshua and Aaron, and the story of Job hit a special nerve, who got fat in Bainbridge Street lofts living off pot-dealing money, writing landscape poems remembering Virginia beaches and Ashiksa's skinny little ass, how much give it had or didn't have as it bobbed up and down in the waves, who met booty calls on the Franklin Institute steps and got naked and boned, watched by Jane across the street fingering herself secretly, who got sent to Budapest by parents to study math, having failed out of Penn and Temple and having been burned out by years of scraping three-chord riffs and hitting bars and orgies and all the time wondering why things seemed so empty, who were exiled to academic New Hampshire, poems in hand, devising childhood vignettes of coffee moms and smoking dads and cold mornings out on Federal, who kept afloat writing copy for Urban Outfitters, getting blitzed at poetry parties and upstaging ex-boyfriends with yuppie puppy hookups, who worked as concierge at the Four Seasons, scored with a pale blonde bookstore chick, only to have a bookstore Byron steal her back and write about it. And you have to see him every day. He's always lurking in odd cafe corners, and no one knows what he's thinking or why. And in fact, no one knows what anybody's thinking. It's a sin and a drag, and candor is in short supply in an artificial, virtual era, and our there is nowhere. Who collapsed in lines at Starbucks, knocking over displays of gourmet tea, spent 2 weeks in the psych ward at Jefferson, visited by salacious boyfriends bearing chocolate and coffee table Raphael books, and playing ping pong for hours while several schizophrenics huddled together watching Sleepless in Seattle, who picked up photographers in coffee shops and boned them sans condom on piles of black and white prints, who prowled through suburbs with a half-lit bowl, passing Dread Cheltenham where endless tears flowed through virginal misery, stopping for a deep hit by the old house drowning nostalgia in thick green smoke, who toured the world and got famous and threw it away for a needle and couldn't sleep for the thought that the thing could never happen again, who sat at Gleaners waiting for contracting jobs, played Uno and Scrabble, and were masters of both, well-spoken beneath knitted caps and trapped as lame tigers, who got knocked up by Rastafarians and were left to raise babies on a waitress's salary, picking up tips and shit for being bitter, sister at home keeping the baby fed, who wrestle demons of bipolarity, toolbox in hand, looking for lost screws and sockets, fixing locks, toilets, hinges, refrigerators, hoping the voices wouldn't come at an important moment, rattling through the ether with a sinister cackle, mocking the silliness of ever doing anything other than smoke, drink, and fuck. Who are flushed out of New Orleans like a tampon back into the soot of Spruce Street, drinking through frigid winter Philly doldrums, mornings too raw for walking, too white music in the clubs, no mint jaloops on the menu, only Jaeger and Jack and Stoli and Captain Morgan's. Who got it on with keyboardists for Riot Girl bands in bathtubs, flooding tiles, splashing walls, all for 10 seconds of the ultimate chorus. Who slept with a different guy every night 2 months, then took a year off writing confessional verse on MySpace for 40,000 friends, every one of whom wanted sex, love, a chance to hold somebody tenderly and forget that the whole virtual charade ever happened. Who labored through slow days in Philadelphia's dead-end streets, breezes annoyingly sharp where Market hits City Hall and the Broad Street line gets off. Who took the Broad Street line to Allegheny to look at an art gallery as possible event space, but found a rat-infested shithole with a few bad Basquiat imitations on the wall, and a toilet dripped on not by Pollock, and a floor that would inspire another munch, and a girl from the Northeast before a mirror, but only too round. And who was forced to shut down a co-op that no one could run anymore, in a fractious scene, in a fractious city, in a fractious country, in a fractious era, a fractious world where the artist counts for shit and waits for shit to happen that can't happen anymore, because the numbers aren't there anymore, the guns are. The artist plays with guns, runs around shooting blanks at a dead world, curved into himself like an ingrown nail, hailed randomly by strangers to carry boulders up hills and teach the children. The noble artist looks for the transcendent will, the natural will, the will to form, the will to turn around the deadness into something else, a place where hope lives and allows one to cope with what's been dead in America for years, the spirit, the feeling that things are progressing, must progress, that progress can be made, and there's no reason to wait for anyone else to do it, because why should they? It falls on the artist to create it all, him or herself, and that's what they've done and what they're doing, and if a new dawn awaits or if it doesn't, the struggle goes on to put things down that mean something more than nothing, which in this day and age means a hell of a lot because it's worth everything and you can't quantify it if you tried. What hung over Philly, NYC, DC? What swept through the freezing streets with sleet and cold snow? Virtual women on cell phones, clicking buttons, talking Jolie, Spears, and Simpson, stopping in boutiques to try on blouses and purses and cursing maxed credit cards. Virtual men in suits and London fog overcoats talking numbers, figures, and prospects, betting on Phillies, Flyers, Nationals, Eagles, living vicariously through overpaid clowns. Virtual tunes on the radio, three-chord, synth-driven, sappy, cliché-ridden tripe, belted out by Whitney, Britney, and Mariah, plush beat-programmed goddamned garbage. Virtual movies with impossible sex scenes, everything falling into place perfectly for two perfect bodies sans sloppiness of real caresses and how people look undressed. Virtual galleries showing warmed-over nihilistic facile installations of piles of rubbish lugged in without skill, craft, or love, sitting in a dump masquerading as art. Virtual ads for virtual products, gum that chews better, Old Navy sweaters, McDonald's, hamburgers, Toyotas, Hondas, Oldsmobiles, Hot Wheels for prosperous suburban jerks jamming up expressways, carbon dioxide flying into an atmosphere of used-to-be American greatness faded into days of fat complacence. Virtual leaders vomiting soundbites for virtual commentators, Fox News, CNN, spouting platitudinous blarney to keep the asshole half of the country happy, with a disastrous administration bucking the Kyoto Treaty to keep oil flowing and wiping out regimes for no good reason other than crude black crap to kill forests. Virtual TV illustrating imbecile illusions of happiness, inducing mass spiritual slumber, humming a nation to sleep, believing everything's okay as long as Will and Grace stay happy inside the little idiot box on 4 hours a night. Virtual bars and conversations knocking back 20 lagers and pints of Jägermeister, trying to forget years frittered away in pursuit of music that didn't work, paintings that didn't sell, movies that went unseen as the world swirled by, denying they ever knew or cared what art was. Virtual love affairs based on fucking can't say what you're feeling but kneel before the altar of sex for its own sake, magazine culture. Virtual friends virtually loving, virtually hugging, virtually drugging each other on the internet, fretting, waiting for email games of who writes first. virtual Jesus, virtual Moses, virtual Buddha, virtual Jewish, please, to please return to Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, Lord of the universe, forever and ever. Amen. Now please give me bar mitzvah money to spend on Nintendo, Super Mario, and a hot new iPod ready for instant use on spring afternoons before Hebrew school. And the world is only virtually holy anymore, and holiness can be bought in any store where money changes hands, because solvency is heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, our Father, Holy Son and Ghost, delivered all in holy green. Suffer, ye victims of a virtual age. Suffer, ye victims of Microsoft rage. Suffer, ye noble, wayward as Shelley. Suffer, ye hopeful, fire in belly. Suffer a new, bitter, screwed, littered America. Suffer, ye who know Jesus without casting stones. Suffer the action abandoned to dumbness, suffering the actions unspoken and loveless, suffering the action unfurling our country, picking up oil and oil-soaked money. Allen Ginsberg, I'm with you in heaven where we feel like two sages, where bread is unleavened and no grand falloon rages. I'm with you in heaven where the air is like nitrous, where deadness is deadened and we're plagued by no virus. I'm with you in heaven where the feeling is placid, where we're ruled by no felon and lay tripping on acid. I'm with you in heaven where the Buddha is grinning, where no self-schemas leaden lead to feelings of sinning. I'm with you in heaven where poetry's money, where the moon's always setting and the sky's always sunny. I'm with you in heaven where each spirit is sexy, where you love who you're betting and you touch them correctly. I'm with you in heaven where no fame is too famous, where you know what you're getting and all power is blameless. I'm with you in heaven where each spirit can run things, where self-governed settlements take place of gunslings. I'm with you in heaven where America's perfect, where the states have no nettles and the taxes are worth it. I'm with you in heaven where we're writing this poem, where we're secretly betting how far we can throw 'em. I'm with you in heaven where the jokes are eternal, where the hope is unfettered and the dope is supernal. I'm with you in heaven where I'll stay till the war ends, where I'll lay with your blessing in the shade of a Godhead. Apocalypse, apocalypse, it's over, it's over. We're living in twilight, twilight the streets, twilight the houses, twilight the beats, twilight the louses. This is Rome, this is Nero, this is home, this is zero. Apocalypse, apocalypse, it's ending, ending the guns, ending the money, ending the sun, ending the honey, bums, guns, sex, drugs, scum, Jesus, love, reason, all over, all ending, all covered, all bending. This is Rome, this is Egypt, this is feces, it's over. We're living in the end times. Over the getting, over the spending, over the feeling, over the lending, forest, traffic, mountains, madness, plastic suburbs, drastic lovers, over, apocalypse, apocalypse, twilight the schools, twilight the college, twilight the fools, twilight the knowledge, twilight degrees, twilight alone, twilight and freeze, twilight unknown, ending the quest, ending the artist, ending the rest, ending the parties, this is Rome, this Atlantis, this is home, this is hopeless, dope, smokes, Starbucks, Hotmail, gropes, jokes, spirit email, souls, moles, used car salesmen, fags, hags, gun, mad, mailman, apocalypse, apocalypse, even for the faithful, even for the unbending, resplendent, defended artmensch, apocalypse, run for shelter, run for cover, helter skelter, find a lover, do something, hold something, screw something, do someone, before the end that's coming, before the end that's drumming, before the end of suffer, before the end of lover, act, suffer, feel, act, suffer, feel, and do it again, over the time when you live in a rhyme, and it's okay to rest and to slowly confess. Apocalypse, apocalypse, it's over, it's over.